Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back, 34, after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with us today. Wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening, I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It's easy. It's free. It comes every Sunday. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget all the other things you can do there, archives, articles, all kinds of things there. If you're a small business owner and you want to get better or you want to be a small business owner, I think you'll find a lot of things there on our site that will help you. And it's all free thanks to our great sponsors. Eleanor Solomon and Ray Keating are our guests, ladies and gentlemen. This is our FedWatch show. We're going to take a look at the economy and take a look at what the Fed's going to do this week when the Federal Open Market Committee meets and talks about how the economy is going and what to do with short-term interest rates. Eleanor Solomon is a former economist with the Fed. She is the author of Virtual Money, which is an outstanding book. If you want to figure out how money moves around the globe these days, you'll find that book fascinating, as well as Ray Keating, who is the chief economist with the Small Business Survival Committee and a columnist for Newsday. And Eleanor, welcome to the show. It's good to have you back, Eleanor.
My pleasure.
And Ray, it's good to have you back.
Great to be here, Jim. Morning to both of you.
Say hi to Eleanor.
Hi, Eleanor. How are you?
Hi.
Eleanor, give us your usual outstanding tour of the economy, how things are going.
Well, Jim, I'm a little bit depressed. The economy is still growing, but the rate of growth has certainly slowed down. To say cooling is too strong, but there's certainly some pullback. Profits and earnings are down as compared with previously. Industrial activity in August was up a meager 0.1%, so that's not very useful.
Yeah.
GDP growth in the second quarter was revised down to 2.8%, projected at 4.5% for the year, but only 3.5% in 2005. This is the economist's projections. Well, unemployment is 5.5%, not bad, better than a year ago, but consumer confidence is way down.
It's down seven points this month, isn't it?
Right, 98.2% from 105.7% in July. So that's depressing. America's inflation isn't too bad now, and it's been holding at about 2.4%. Consumer prices barely rose at all in August, 0.1% increase. Of course, when you go to the food store, I'm not sure I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So the economy is still recovering, but there's a pullback, and it's recovering slowly. Inflation is certainly under control, but unemployment is still high. So what will be the effect of the elections, upcoming elections and all of this? Will the Fed continue to increase rates at its measured pace?
Ray Keating, well done, by the way, Eleanor. I love you, but I like you a lot better when you're happier than you are today.
I didn't sound happy. Not exuberant.
You didn't know. You didn't know. I didn't hear any irrational exuberance in your voice there, Eleanor. Ray, 2 weeks ago, I was with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and we had the Meridia polling equipment hooked up to this group of several hundred small business owners. And we asked them this question: do you think the economy is going in the right direction or the wrong direction? 72% said it was going in the right direction. Those were just small business owners. Now, how do we overlay that information, that response, to the report that Eleanor just gave us?
Oh, I'm not too surprised that that's the response you got from the business owners. I'm a little bit worried, but not quite as depressed as Eleanor seems to be. But I think Greenspan was probably right when he said we hit a soft patch in the summer. So, you know, you've got, I think oil prices are factoring into this. And, you know, there are other, there's certainly other uncertainties around. You know, what's going on in Iraq, the elections, I think, are a big.
How about an almost record hurricane season?
You're right. And you've got, you certainly have gotten Florida and that part of the country beaten and battered with hurricanes. So, but I'm not one, you know, that's, you don't want to resort too much on the weather. It's like the Soviet Union. Remember they had bad weather for, you know, I don't know, 80, 90 some odd years. That's why their crops went down.
Right, yeah.
But I think, and I think that's all part of the temporary nature of what we're talking about. I think we're going to probably get back on a good solid pace of economic growth here as we come out of the summer.
Stand by,
I'm
Ray.
Hopeful. And
when we hold on to that thought, when we come back, folks, I'm going to ask Ray and Eleanor how much the election is having to do with this dour attitude that the economy seems to have. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Eleanor Solomon and Ray Keating.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Eleanor Solomon, the author of Virtual Money, is our guest and our good friend, along with Ray Keating, the author of D.C. by the Numbers and New York by the Numbers and U.S. by the Numbers. Right, Ray?
I'm on a roll. Yes, I am.
On a roll. And when you find something that works, you got to stick with it, don't you, Ray?
That's right.
He's also chief economist with the Small Business Survival Committee, and their website is sbsc.org. Eleanor, how much? Ray, I'm sorry. I think I cut you off as we went to the break. I'll let you finish.
Oh no, I finished that point.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get one of you your opinions, and Ray, you can go ahead and start if you want to, about how much of an impact petroleum has been. I mean, it seems to me that this has been the equivalent of a huge tax on small business owners, not just because the oil prices went up, but unlike the way it's done in years past, when it went up, it didn't come down. In the past, we've had spikes, but they came back down, We sort of got over that pretty quick, but it seems to me, and I've been predicting, and I told the audience that I think they should start budgeting for higher fuel prices.
Well, I think it certainly has had an impact on the economy, and you're right. It's a fact because it's so widespread is very much like a tax increase. So it doesn't surprise me that, you know, we've seen some pullback in the economy due at least in part to the rise in oil prices.
Right.
You know, I live in the New York area. We've actually seen a little bit of a pullback at the pump in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, that necessarily isn't too much of a surprise because you get out of the driving season and you see a decrease in demand. But, you know, there's a tremendous amount, as I said earlier, a tremendous amount of uncertainty in that region of the world where we get so much of our oil. So it doesn't surprise me that you're going to have this volatility. Mm. You know, we'll see what happens. You know, I'm not one to say that we're locked into higher oil prices for the foreseeable future. I think the market's very dynamic, and there are a lot of things that could happen in the Middle East. Obviously, I think the risk certainly is that they stay high and maybe even go a little bit higher. But, you know, you can see it's not too difficult to envision a scenario where, you know, we could see a little easing on that front, too.
Eleanor, how do you think the Fed is feeling about inflation right now, obviously compounded by fuel prices?
Well, that's the sticking point, of course. The inflation figures look good, but I'm sure the Fed is worried about this. So where do we stand? I mean, the one thing we don't want is further big prices in basic goods, which have a lot of petroleum in them, oil.
Well, yes. I mean, oil is the petroleum is the oxygen and the blood of the economy.
Right.
So that's the one thing that when it goes up a penny, it affects more things than
exactly.
anything else in the economy,
exactly.
doesn't it?
Exactly. It escalates.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I think the Fed will want to continue their measured increase of interest rates.
So is that your prediction that they will increase this week? They'll go up another quarter point this week?
That's right. Even though the predictions usually are that before elections, nothing is done. But I don't think that the Fed will be influenced by politics.
Somebody who believes beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Fed will not be influenced by politics is Ray Keating, right, Ray?
I think when you look at the numbers, I've said this before, that the Fed acts pretty independently, running right up to elections. When you look at it in the past, that's been the case. So I don't expect them to be looking at the election, and I think they will go ahead with probably a quarter point increase.
Some people believe that Mr. Greenspan's increase in interest rates prior to Bush 41's last election campaign contributed to his demise. Mr. Bush, I think, thinks that a little bit. Herbert Walker Bush does, George Herbert Walker Bush. But in those days, the interest was a lot higher than it is today. And so at 1.5 to 1.75, it's almost a non-event in many cases, isn't it? In many circles, right, Ray?
Oh, I think you're absolutely. I think we're down at levels that it doesn't have a great impact on the economy. I think it's more of a signal, you know, what direction is the Fed doing? What are they concerned about? Are they doing a job on keeping inflation in check? I think it's more of a read as to where Fed policy is going in general. And, of course, you know, the first President Bush, you're right, in terms of where interest rates were at, what level. But, of course, he'd be better off looking at his own tax increase and his own his own problems that he created for the economy,
right?
Rather than blaming Mr. Greenspan. But that's been a thing hanging around the bushes for more than a decade now,
right?
And they quickly point their finger at Greenspan. But I think the first President Bush needs to be looking at his own economic policies, which went off the rail.
Well, Eleanor, aren't we at a situation where if they don't raise rates, that could actually be if they don't raise rates a quarter point, that could actually be create a negative signal to the
markets?
That's
what I was going to say. I think that if they raise rates, it will be a positive signal that the Fed isn't worried, and they shouldn't be worried, as you said. It's just a temporary pullback.
That they think the economy is strong enough to withstand an adjustment.
Right. Right.
Is that what you think, Ray?
Yeah, no, I think that's true. You always, that expectations game is something you always have to be looking at when it comes to the Fed and the market, and I think that's absolutely correct.
Well, and folks, I know you're sitting on the edge of your chair wondering what I'm going to predict about what's going to happen tomorrow. And, of course, I was right on the money all the way through the – what are you laughing about, Ray? Right all the way through the July meeting. I was seven months. I was right on the money with my predictions, and then they blew it. The Fed blew it and discredited me. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. I'll make my prediction after these messages. 10 till. That's the way to get the. I know how to get the audience to hang around, Ray. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ray Keating is our guest, along with Eleanor Solomon. Ray is Chief Economist with the Small Business Survival Committee. Ray, tell us about SBSC.
We're a membership organization, Small Business Advocacy Group, and we have about 70,000 members across the country, and we work on public policies from A to Z at the federal level and also at the state level that impact entrepreneurship and small business.
And Ray is, along with Ray, is the chief economist. Also, many of you know Karen Kerrigan, the chairman of the SBSC. And folks, I encourage you to check out their website and join their organization, sbsc.org. Eleanor Solomon, your book, Virtual Money, is still out there, but I know that they can find it in the libraries, can't they?
I'm sure they can.
And I'm anxious and anxiously awaiting the second edition of that, Eleanor.
Well, I've been thinking about it.
Well, I've been trying to encourage you to do it. I'd love to see that out there, and we'll launch it on this show. But folks, regardless, the first edition is outstanding. I encourage you to check it out. Ray, 84% of the small businesses I polled in that meeting I told you about at the U.S. Chamber a couple of weeks ago said they expected their business to be better off next year. 84%. Now, pathological optimism is a classic small business trait.
But these, a good one.
But
good
these
one.
Guys, yeah, it's you're right, Eleanor. It's a survival trait. But the thing is these guys were polled. They were polled anonymously. They didn't have to say that.
No, I think that's very good news. I think I believe in the Wall Street Journal today. There's an article about the Bush. Are we at the start of a kind of a Bush stock market recovery or boom or whatever you want to call it? I think that's the point of the piece is people are starting to feel that Mr. Bush is going to be reelected and drain some of that political uncertainty out of the market. I think that would certainly be a plus as well. So. The political issue is bigger. I know we're talking about the Fed, but I think politics is an issue that's creating real uncertainty, certainly in the financial markets, and I think to a certain extent in the economy. There's a big difference between the two candidates on some very important issues like taxes and trade. And I think that the fact that this race is so close, and it still is very close, if you look at the polls, I think that's creating some uncertainty out there in the economy and certainly, as I said, in the financial markets.
Eleanor, in years past, you've been the one who's been right here with me every time for our FedWatch shows over the last many years. And there were years when what the Fed was about to do was very momentous. But today, not so much, right?
Not so much, because it's almost a given. Mm-hmm. I mean, these days, Alan Greenspan and the other governors tell us pretty much what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. So, as you said earlier, it would almost be a negative if they didn't raise it a quarter point.
Right. So, how much is Ray's point the a good one as far as that the political issues today is more an economic has more of an economic impact than what the Fed's doing?
Oh, absolutely. And of course, the Iraq situation.
Yeah.
The uncertainty abroad. I think that's the biggest factor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, we don't know what's going on. It's very scary.
You know, Eleanor, the consumer confidence is down 7 points, as you pointed out earlier, based on the conference board's report. For years, the consumer has really buoyed, the U.S. consumer has really buoyed the world economy. Even when the capital markets took a break for 3 years and almost went into a depression, now the capital markets are up a little bit, and the consumers are down a little bit. Is this some kind of a cycle that we can expect to see?
Well, it's a cycle. I think it'll certainly bounce back because consumers are buoyant. This is just a temporary thing.
Ray, what do you think?
I think Eleanor is right. I think the fact that we've had a good pickup in business investment obviously is going to channel into further consumer confidence, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how much of that investment do you think is attributed to Mr. Bush's tax cuts?
Oh, I think a big part. It's no coincidence that the tax cuts were expanded and accelerated in 2003, and that's when we saw a pickup in investment and economic growth. So I think they played a big part, absolutely.
Absolutely. Eleanor Solomon, author of Virtual Money, Ray Keating, the chief economist with Small Business Survival Committee, thank you both for being here. Good job today.
It's been fun, Jim. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Eleanor. Thanks, Ray. We'll see you next time. It's great, always great to have Eleanor and Ray on the show, ladies and gentlemen. I know you enjoy hearing them as well. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.